WSHU will celebrate America 250 with a weekly series focusing on the American experience in music. You'll hear music, musicians, and musical institutions that have contributed to the rich, vibrant musical life in the U.S. throughout its history. Listen for The American Experience every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on WSHU.
You're listening to WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. The Nissaquag River has been ranked the 7th most endangered river in the country. The Trump administration sues New Haven over its immigration policies. Plus, a closer look at Manresa Island, the Norwalk site that'll be home to a new public park. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. A Suffolk County river has been listed as one of the top 10 most endangered in the nation. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The Nissaquag River has been ranked 7th in the nation of the most endangered rivers in the United States. The conservation group American Rivers created the list based on the river's ecological health, importance to wildlife, and the degree of the threat. Suffolk County plans to build a dam in Blydenburg Park after the dam failed in a heavy storm in 2024. Botanists say since then, nearly 100 native grasses and wildflowers had spread across the pond floor. Officials say that a new dam would protect downstream residents from flooding. Those opposed say environmental gains made since the storm would be reversed. Officials will now consider plans that would prevent flooding while also having the least environmental impact. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
The Trump administration is suing both Connecticut and the city of New Haven specifically over policies protecting undocumented people. WSHU's Jimmy Ruskell reports Trump's Department of Justice describes New Haven as a sanctuary city.
The Justice Department says they're suing to challenge a citywide order that prevents law enforcement from asking about a person's immigration status. They're also suing over the state's Trust Act, which restricts local law enforcement from cooperating with ICE. The administration says the laws put citizens at risk by allowing dangerous criminals onto the streets. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says New Haven is not a sanctuary city and that the term has no basis in Connecticut law. The New Haven lawsuit follows similar ones against New York City, Los Angeles, Boston, and other cities. Jimmy Ruskell, WSHU News.
The New York State budget is now about 2 weeks late. The New York Public News Network's John Campbell reports the stalemate between Governor Hochul and the state legislature continues.
Lawmakers passed a third short-term budget extender, this one totaling about $3 billion. It'll keep the state funded as Governor Hochul and legislative leaders keep trying to strike a deal. So far, things don't seem to be going well. Just ask Senate Deputy Majority Leader Mike Giannaris, a Democrat from Queens.
It takes three parties to agree. And the person who has proposed the budget seems less than willing to appreciate that.
That's a dig at the governor, who drives much of the budget process in New York. The latest budget extender will last through Thursday. In Albany, I'm John Campbell for the New York Public News Network.
Manresa Wilds is a planned public waterfront park and ecological hub in Norwalk. A closer look at the area's history is coming up.
Tune into Good at Heart and you'll hear how the possible Futures Book Space in New Haven supports their community.
We think about it as a publicly owned offering. Like, it doesn't just belong to us, it belongs to anyone who needs to use it for what they want to use it for.
I'm Randy Kaye, host of Good at Heart. Subscribe to our podcast and hear more stories like this at WSHU.org.
Huntington Station is beginning crosswalk and road improvements this spring. The renovations will be funded by the New York Downtown Revitalization Initiative Program and will cost more than $4 million. Town officials say the roads were ripped up last summer due to sewer installation, but plan to widen sidewalks, add pocket parks, and make it into a more walkable area. The mayor of Danbury, Connecticut, wants to hire more police officers who are U.S. residents but not citizens. That includes recipients of the DACA program, also known as Dreamers. Mayor Roberto Alves is asking for the Danbury City Council to approve the ordinance. A woman's body was found in Long Island Sound off Lloyd Harbor. Police said they got a call last night and found the woman's remains floating in the water. They say they have not determined the cause of death. The Stanford Run Club will be hosting the city's first half marathon in more than three decades this weekend. Organizers say there'll be other half marathon options, food, athletic wear vendors, and more. 1,200 people are registered and roads will be closed throughout the city. Speaking at Yale University, one of America's leading public faith leaders had some harsh words for Donald Trump's statements over the past few weeks. Blasphemous, madness, and a war on God. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports on the reaction from Bishop William Barber II.
Barber listed the president's recent statements, including threats of genocide, insults to the Pope, and a profanity-filled Easter morning message that mocked Islam and threatened to commit wide-scale violence and death.
Why has he been talking about raining down hell? Not R-A-I-N, but R-E-I-G-N. Yes. Rain. Who is that claiming to serve? There's a level of arrogance that points to a kind of madness.
Amen. Barber especially criticized Trump's AI portrayal of himself as Jesus as, quote, a war on divinity in which Trump is trying to install himself as a new God.
An attempt by a human being to shift the moral categories, to engage in a kind of moral deregulation where nothing is sacred anymore, mm-hmm. except what he says. An AI image of him as Jesus is blasphemy.
That's right.
Barber said Americans need to repent for allowing Trump's words and actions to become so influential.
And Jesus, the gospel said, God is spirit, yes. and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. And this is not in line
That's right.
with the gospel.
That's right.
This is a form of heresy,
yes.
a form of madness,
yes.
a form of idolatry,
yes.
points to a kind of public demonism,
yes.
which requires public exorcism
yes.
and truthful speaking in the public square.
Yes.
But this represents what happens when you allow it to go on too long,
yes.
unchecked and unchallenged.
Barber spoke at a gathering of about 400 theologians and faith leaders at Yale Divinity School, where he's on the faculty. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
An oral history project is preserving the memories of Norwalk's Manresa Island. The site, which was once home to a power plant, is now being turned into a public park. The New England News Collaborative's Eddie Martinez spoke with a historian about how the project sheds light on the island's past and ways it can shape the future.
A group of Wesleyan University students are inside an empty power plant on Manresa Island. They crowd around their professor, Courtney Fullilove, as she plays a video clip of a former plant worker.
We hired two female operators and one female engineer, and there was the first time that we had to have a female locker room.
The power plant was shut down in 2013. A local couple bought the island in 2024. It will soon become a public park and art installation. Fullilove says the Oral History Project isn't just an archive.
It's not so much about preserving an individual piece of industrial history or energy history, but rather about an accounting of the decisions that were made about public space and about people's relationship to their environments.
The park is slated to open in a few years. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Eddie Martinez.
And for more on the final vision for Manresa Wilds, head on over to WSHU.org. You'll find my conversation there with Jessica Vonashek, Executive Director of the Manresa Island Corporation. For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or you can download the free WSHU app. And for even more from this station, join us over on Instagram. We have a growing community of listeners on there. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.